Michigan and Notre Dame have the longest-running duel among major college powers, and one of the best. But that seems to be coming to an end this Saturday. And with a twist. For the first time, it's Notre Dame that's backing out, not Michigan. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon to tell you why. The rivalry between Michigan and Notre Dame goes back to 1887, when a band of brothers from Michigan took a train to South Bend and literally taught those boys how to play the game. Afterward, Notre Dame served the Wolverines a nice hot meal. Then the Notre Dame president, Reverend Thomas Walsh, told the Wolverines a cordial reception would always await them at Notre Dame. That day started the longest-running rivalry among major college powers, and one of the most popular. It inspired Notre Dame's famous fight song in 1908, and its Fighting Irish nickname the next year, and more thrilling games than just about any duel in the country. And it's going to end Saturday. Perhaps we should be more surprised that it's lasted this long. The overriding sentiment in this on-again, off-again rivalry has not been cordiality, but mistrust. And that goes back more than a century, too. John Crick, author of the definitive book in the series, Natural Enemies, points out that most of the breaks in the series started with Michigan accusing Notre Dame of skullduggery, be it dirty play, ineligible players, or simply not being trustworthy. And that's why the Wolverines pulled out of the series after their games in 1901, 1909, and 1943. It took Michigan Athletic Director Don Canham and Notre Dame's Edmund Joyce a solid decade of negotiations to resurrect the rivalry in 1978. Since then, the two teams have played each other 31 of the last 37 years. Because they play each other so early in the season, the players are fresh but not yet sharp. So the games are usually a little sloppy but very hard fought and seem to come down to the last play more often than not. Even when the teams are down, the rivalry isn't, always selling out, attracting big TV ratings, and usually claiming the cover of Sports Illustrated. Since they restarted the rivalry in 1978, Michigan has won 15 of those games and Notre Dame 14, with one tie. Going into Saturday's rematch, Notre Dame can boast the best winning percentage in the history of college football, 73.32%. Michigan is 0.05 behind at 73.27. Whoever wins tomorrow will take the lead and will be remembered as the rivalry's last winner for at least a decade. When one school pulls the plug in the series, Crick writes, the jilted other school stews, then burns. Once soaked in bitterness, it ridicules the other even for decades on end, and it's happening again. The only unique thing about this hiatus is that for the first time, the plug puller wasn't Michigan, it was Notre Dame. That's because 2 years ago, just an hour before kickoff, Notre Dame's athletic director handed Michigan's athletic director a letter, legally ending one of the greatest rivalries in sports, 3 years before the contract had even run out. Notre Dame's decision and the way it was handled revealed just how thin the relationship is between these two directors. After Michigan beat Notre Dame in Ann Arbor last year, the PA system blasted the chicken dance. The relationship between these two proud programs is not likely to improve until other people are in charge. These two athletic directors might deserve each other, but their players and fans deserve better. Did any players or fans on either side want this rivalry to end? How many recruits were sold on playing in one of the greatest rivalries in college football? How many fans consider it one of the highlights of the season? When it comes to big money college football, players and the fans don't seem to count for much.